Go to Revelation chapter 20. Are you in Revelation chapter 20? Look at Revelation chapter 20. This is where we find the great white throne judgment. It says in verse number, let's skip down to verse number 11. It says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." Now, let me stop right there. So this is the great white throne judgment. Now, when it comes to our salvation, we're going to keep fighting the flesh until when? Until we get our glorified bodies, right? And what is the Bible? How does the Bible define that as when the flesh is just completely destroyed, we get our glorified bodies? In 1 Corinthians 15, it says that death is swallowed up in victory, referring to our resurrection, right? Well, look how what literally happens to death here in verse 14. "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." So what do we see after the millennial reign? We see that the lake of fire swallows up death. So the millennial reign is figurative of our salvation, because we have the new man with the old man. But at the white throne judgment, you see that the remainder, the remnant of the old man, they're cast into the lake of fire if they're not saved. You know, if they don't get saved, they're never going to get saved by that point. I mean, you've been with Jesus for that long. He's there. You know, that's why it's so ridiculous when people say, well, if we could just see Jesus, or you have these people that believe that the Jews are going to get saved when, you know, he comes back on a white horse, and they say oy vey, and they'll believe on him or whatever. Ridiculous. That they literally think that if they just see him, folks, do you remember what the Jews did when Jesus Christ resurrected? They're like, they're just trying to pay people off. They're like, well, just change the story real quick. We'll back you up, right? It's not going to help. You know, it's by faith that they have to believe. But by this point, if they're not getting saved, they're never going to be saved. So what happens? They're judged. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They're cast into the lake of fire along with death. And that's exactly what happens to us from a figurative standpoint, right? When we are resurrected, we get our glorified bodies, death is swallowed up in victory. And at that point, we're completely absent of the old man. We'll never see the old man ever again. And thank God for that, amen? Death is swallowed up in victory. Let me see here. 1 Corinthians 15, let me read it. 1 Corinthians 15, 25 says, "For he must reign." By the way, 1 Corinthians 15 is the famous chapter of the resurrection. "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is expected which did put all things under him. And when all things should be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." So we see here that really we spend 1,000 years not just reconstructing this world, you know, laboring, but really what's being done here is just a sifting of the old man to the point where at the end, they're just completely done away with. And at that point, you have only saved people. Now, this is where we get into Revelation 21. Verse 1, where it says, "And I saw what? A new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." And like, what are we seeing here? The redemption of the earth. Where the old earth is completely done away with. There's no more sin, no more devil, no more old man. It's a complete transfiguration of the earth. And that's the same thing we're going to experience. We're going to experience a complete transfiguration where the old man is just completely removed, okay? Turn with me, if you would, to Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah 65, Hebrews 1:10 says, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall all wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." Look, God is not going to completely remove this earth. We're not moving to a different planet. We're staying here. He's just making it completely new. He's transfiguring it. And the same thing with our bodies. Yes. You know, it is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption, the Bible says. You know, it's like a mustard seed that is sown and it comes out this massive tree. It came from that seed, but it's something completely different than that which was sown, right? So this new earth is going to be something completely different than what we're used to seeing today. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be redeemed is what it's going to be.